The first stop on our way is an average home in the new century. But why start here? Can't you show me more exciting things? Hardly more exciting now. For in the home, you'll find the fundamental changes in the life of every day. For you must realize they're all important influence everywhere. Homes are built no longer bound to the ground, for here they are demountable. Whenever you would move, both house and furniture can go together. The houses are assembled by interlocking rooms as units, with every room electrothermally heated with cooling systems and lighting units built into the walls. And as the family life and size will change, so can the rooms be added or removed. But now, let's walk around the house. Approach the front entrance, a closed-circuit television set is activated by a sonic signal and master control unit. This informs the people we are coming. I don't see a door. Where is the entrance? You wonder, don't you? There is no ordinary entrance door. The door operates by remote control and slides back into the wall as we approach. A curtain of air serves as an individual barrier preventing either hot or cold air entering the home. But let us look at the lighting system. How different from ours today. Electroluminescence lights the room. It changes both the mood and spirit. Illumination may be changed to suit conditions for dining, entertaining, or may be brightened for a festival affair. Really challenging. But tell me, is there no radio nor television in this home? Not as you know it. We still have broadcasting, but no sets anymore. Receivers? Yes. Like this little matchbox in my hand. Speakers for our high fidelity. Stereo broadcasting are just two tiny pellets sized like a pill. They may be placed in curtains or in draperies. The television screens are part of architecture and interior furnishings. See this painting? It converts into a television screen when you wish.